Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hi, welcome to the program. And today we're going to talk about the Four Agreements. It's been a while since I've done a show about the Four Agreements, and so it just seemed appropriate. It showed up intuitively, and so I went with it this morning, and I think it's going to be a really soulful discussion that can really help you on your transformational journey. If you are in a place where you are ready to do things differently, when you just want to feel fantastic, you want to feel alive, you want to feel in control, you want to feel at peace, you want to feel joy, you want to feel connected, these four agreements can really help you get to where you want to be. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Tamman, and you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and there you can find information on how to book a session with me. And if you decide that you like this program, if you stick around and you listen to it, and you're like, this is cool, then please write a review for me on iTunes. And I recognize that can be a little complicated. I was trying to review something recently, and I'm like, this was not as user-friendly as I had hoped. So I appreciate your time and your energy and your effort. Okay, let's talk Four Agreements. So The Four Agreements is a book by Don Miguel Ruiz. R-U-I-Z on the last name, Don Miguel Ruiz. And if you've been on the spiritual path for a while, you've probably heard that name. If you haven't read it yet, you've probably heard of what the Four Agreements are. And it's such a wonderful, simplistic, but complicated all at the same time when you actually start to implement it. And that's something I want to start talking about more here on the program, is how do we start to implement these principles in our life, day to day, moment by moment, so we can really see the growth and the expression of the divine in every moment of our life, and we can get what we want, right? We want what we want. So here we're going to talk about Four Agreements. I have some intuitive coaching tips to help you really implement these in your life. So a friend shared the book with me back in, gosh, it had to have been 2005, maybe even earlier. No, I'm pretty sure it was 2005 because I remember I went through that book and I read it through, and then I journaled on each one of those agreements. I can see the journal in my mind's eye now. And it was really very happenstance the way it showed up in my life. And so it really laid the foundation for my journey, which has been fantastic. You know, I always was one to go for what I wanted, but there is a soulfulness that has emerged within me over the years and grown and grown and grown and grown and grown. And that foundation was laid by the Four Agreements. So if you are really looking to transform your life, you really want to go to the next level spiritually, and that's different for everybody, this is definitely the book to read. So, the first agreement, be impeccable with your word. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. And the book describes this as speaking truthfully, saying what you mean, not gossiping, not bad-mouthing yourself or another person, and use the power of your word to spread love and truth. Ha, easier said than done, right? So so this is how I interpret that, and I want to intuitively share with you the message that came forward and what I tell my clients. So my intuitive coaching tip as to how to implement this in your life is, first and foremost, listen more, talk less. And listening is not just hearing someone speak, because most of the time when we're in the space of hearing someone speak, we are listening from that vantage point of am I agreeing with this or am I disagreeing with this? No. And it's a very sacred, soulful space where you can just hold, truly that's the way energetically I would describe it. It's holding a space for someone to share their truth. And it requires that you talk a lot less. So a lot more quiet. And if you are a talker, I'm not saying don't be yourself. Be who you are. But be willing to hear what's not being spoken. And that's how you start to be really impeccable with your word. You can feel truth. You can feel it in your own body when you speak, and you can feel it in the language of other people. So allow yourself the opportunity to feel the truth. Be aware of the energy behind your words that you speak. Why are you saying what you're saying? What are the feelings behind those words? And you know, I know when I'm outside my truth, when I'm not being impeccable with my word, because then there is this harshness for me. That's my journey. There's this harshness, and I'll catch myself. I'll be like, what, where is that coming from? That's not my style. And I have to dig it up. Okay, what's where's that coming from? What is that? And it may be the way you're reacting to energy being projected towards you. And that's a moment of truth. Like you can say, or you can be in the space of, no, I don't want to feel this way. That might be a conversation you have to end. It might be a new perspective you have to take. It's really conscious. When you are being impeccable with your word, it is a high level of consciousness. And it's practicing love and compassion in all that you do. And it's thinking before you speak and knowing that your words are energy. And they are either putting a deposit in your cosmic bank account of feel good, or it is taking away from it. Every word that you speak is either putting a deposit in your cosmic bank account to feel good, or it's taking away from it. Number two, second agreement, don't take anything personally. This is a hard one to learn. I'm going to be so transparent here. This one, especially if you're someone who, you know, wants to be liked, right? But you need to know the reasons behind that desire to want to be liked. Are you trying to get something filled up within you, or are you really loving and accepting yourself? So, which is my intuitive coaching tip, but don't take anything personally. Based on the book, nothing others do is directly because of you. Ah, that's so powerful. What others say and do is a projection of their reality and desires. Become immune to what others say and do, and then you will not be a victim. I married into a family of gossipers, and you can feel it, you know, when you're the subject of the gossip. And it was very painful because it's been a long time since I've been in the place of not being around soulful people. My husband's soulful, very soulful man. And marriage is such a new situation. Yeah, it's not... It's a whole new life. And so entering into that, it put me in a state of victimhood. And I had to really consciously, soulfully climb my way out of it. And a part of that was really becoming immune to not taking anything personally. Really, because it's painful. You know, why would somebody say something like that? Why would somebody speak ill of somebody like that? And it takes a hell of a lot of practice to get to the place where you can say, That is their journey. And on some level, that's what they need. But that is not a reflection of who I am inside. I'm going to say that to you again. That's their journey. And on some level, they need that, whatever that is. But it is not a reflection of who I am. And so in this practice of not taking anything personally, what it was doing was it was taking me back to the very beginning, and I had to get self-aware all over again. Because you go through the journey and you think you've learned it and you know your affirmations and you can have that positive, motivational conversation. But this brought me to my knees, and I had to surrender to it, and I had to start at the beginning. And that is spiritual practice. That is the journey. And it helped me identify where I had gotten a little loosey-goosey with my own spiritual practice. I had to go back to the beginning and make that a daily part of my life, because then I knew who I was, and that immunity emerges from within. It is not something you can convince yourself into doing. So I want to say this one is hard. Not to take things personally. It's not a mental job. It's a heart-based job, and you got to go and get right with yourself. And that takes practicing self-love and acceptance on a daily basis, really knowing who you are, and place your relationship with yourself, with your relationship with God, with your relationship with your intuition above all else. And really how you practice this is giving yourself what you need, checking in and saying, okay, what do I need? And then being willing to go out and get that need. Do you need praise? You can praise yourself like crazy. You can appreciate yourself. Do you need appreciation? Do you need support? Do you need love? Do you need compassion? Do you need kindness? Give that to yourself. And the more that you do that, the outside, the external experience, the actions of others will be less impactful on your life. You can move through with grace and ease. And don't kick it with people you don't like. I had to come to terms with that, you know. There's a not kicking it clause in my life. And if people don't make me feel good, I don't have to spend time with them. We're so afraid of being alone, right? But that fear is based on not finding our community, our love from within. And you'll find that you will protect your feel-good. You'll protect your well-being. And you'll say, no, I don't have to spend time with you. I don't have to spend time with you. Yeah, I want to read the notes I had because I think they were really awesome. The more you take responsibility for your well-being and truly care and support yourself, the better you will feel. And don't kick it with people who don't make you feel good. Even if you can't put your finger on why they don't make you feel good, trust your intuition and stay away from them. Find what you need within. When you honor your divine truth, God always shows up with what you need. When you honor your divine truth, God always shows up with what you need. Yeah. So number two, agreement, don't take anything personally. Number three, and I'll be really transparent here. This one was, as I was really digging into it, I was like, well, Spirit, I don't know if I have an intuitive coaching message with it for this. And Spirit came back and says, yes, you do. It's very straightforward. Don't make assumptions. So this is the third agreement. Don't make assumptions. We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe that they are true. This is coming from the four agreements. We could swear they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. Then we blame them and react by sending emotional poison with our word. That is why we make assumptions. We're asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and then we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. The way to keep yourself from making assumptions is to ask questions. Make sure the communication is clear. If you don't understand, ask. Have the courage to ask questions until you are clear as you can be. Oh, man. When I was reading this, like I said, I was like, I don't know if I could talk about it, but it hit. This is the fundamental lesson I've learned as a coach. And even though I'm a really damn good intuitive, sharp as can be, I can read energy with the best of them. I've learned as a coach that even if I see what I see, I still have to ask. Always be willing to ask and answer the question. That's the key here. Always be willing to ask and answer the question. Challenge your unknowingness. Sometimes we're moving through life and we're doing things and we're not taking action on a desire, or we're feeling shitty about something. And really, it's because we don't have enough information. Get the information that you need. I'll ask my husband if he does something. I don't make any assumption about what he does. It's one of the most soulful relationships in my life. And I will ask. I'll be like, what do you mean by that? Well, you said this, and it felt like this. What did you mean? And not from a place of judgment. You're not asking these questions from a place of judgment. You're asking them so you can get clear. Clarity is your power. And when you are in assumptions, you are not clear. And all it takes is the willingness to ask. Step out of your life and go into the place of observer and ask questions. Be in curiosity. You're not expected to know it all. You don't have to know everything about everything. But it is your divine responsibility to know about who you are and what you care about. So if there's a situation going on with you and a friend, if there's something going on at work, ask, find out, and be willing to ask yourself. I said that. That didn't feel quite right. What did I mean by that? Asking those questions really lifts the veil so that you can really focus. Right? You can really focus on what matters to you. It is your divine responsibility to protect your feel good. And when you are living a life based on limited perception, you never feel quite right. Right? You're saying things and it just, or you're doing things and it just doesn't feel like, I am always, it's a daily practice of, okay, what do I mean? What would feel better? What is my truth? What would make that real to me? Why am I feeling that? It's never a reflection of anybody else. It's always my own journey. And I have to sit with it. And all you have to do is just ask. Just ask. Your intuition will show up. The angels will show up. God will show up. Just ask. Don't make any assumptions. And this kind of connects to limiting beliefs. And, you know, I talk a lot about limiting beliefs on this program because we all can live under that myopic disempowerment of limiting beliefs where somehow your subconscious mind has decided that life is a certain way, and then you begin to live that way, even while your conscious mind wants something different. And we're limiting beliefs cause us to run against that, this struggle. And so the way you get out of the struggle is to ask a question. Okay, what did I mean by that? Do I want to believe that? Okay, I don't want to believe that. I'm going to let that go. That's the power of not making assumptions. And then the last agreement, number 4, always do your best. Always do your best. And then this is taken directly from the 4 agreements. Under any circumstance, always do your best, no more and no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from moment to moment. Everything is alive and changing all the time, so your best will sometimes be higher quality, and other times it will not be as good. Oh, but you're just doing your best, right? Oh, so powerful. This is really beneficial to type A's, people who really want to do their best all the time. So A, what this agreement is saying, there is no need to overdo. You know, I attract type A clients, and I love them because I'm one right with them. And we like to give 150,000%. And then we wonder why we're tired. We wonder why we're not feeling fulfilled, because we don't have any energy left for the rest of our life, because we are given 150% to whatever it is that is triggering our insecurity. Really, that's what it is. When you do your best, you get out of your own way. So my intuitive coaching message, doing your best keeps you in the game. It keeps you in the game. When you are acting from this place, you don't have the time or energy to go looking for a drama or a problem. This agreement keeps you moving in the direction of your dreams and fuels the manifestation of your every desire. The key here is that the best is going to be different from day to day. Sometimes you ain't going to feel good. And you know, and I can get on my horse sometimes and like, oh, I should have gotten all this stuff done. But that was a day where I was feeling kind of tired. So my best was to get X, Y, and Z done, and I feel good about that. And you have to check in with yourself. This is really going back to the first agreement, is really being self-aware. Where am I? What do I know? What am I working with? I am always doing the best I can with what I know. And when I know better, I will do better. Stop holding yourself to these obnoxiously unreal expectations. Be who you are. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Don't compare your best to anybody else, because you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what their journey is. You don't know what God put on their life to do here in this lifetime. All you can do is be you, and be you to the very best of your ability. This agreement, I'm so grateful I read this back in 2005. As I was putting these notes together, it clicked that I am in business today because all I do is my best at any given moment. Do your best. You have to go within and ask yourself, what is my best today? And then do it. And it's not a space of judgment, but focus, clarity, and attention. And focus, clarity, and attention is just a really intellectual way of saying love. Because when you love something, you give it your focus, you give it your attention, and you are clear about why you love it. And then there's much to be said about perseverance. I think this is definitely referencing perseverance, this agreement. Doing your best is not a one-shot deal. It's a daily practice of checking in with yourself moment by moment and trusting, putting one foot in front of the other and accepting that you're going to be who you need to be in this moment, wholly, fully, and completely. So that is my message on the four agreements. Man, you know, I was debating when I was putting the show up if I should put it under spirituality. Yeah, because there is a spiritual component of everything that I do, clearly. And I was like, well, is this really a spiritual text? But there is something, and it is truly a spiritual text, there is something so divine about the four agreements. So if you have some time this weekend, download it to your Kindle, get cozied up, buy a journal, take some notes. The four agreements will truly fast read, easy read. It will change your life. And so let's review here. The four agreements are, be impeccable with your word, number one. Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. Number four, always, always, always do your best. And if you do number four, oh my gosh, everything that you want, all the success that you desire, you will have that moment where you're like, man, my life is dope. Until next time, you can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And if you enjoy this program, please review it on iTunes or tell a friend. Take care of yourself.